From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Dow Jones fell again today because of discouraging news about jobs and retail sales. Over the past 2 days, the Dow has dropped nearly 1,000 points, and new employment numbers that come out tomorrow are expected to continue a downward trend.
Add to all that the difficulties in getting credit, and it's a pretty bad time for new businesses. That's what you might think, but not necessarily. As NPR's Tamara Keith has discovered, the daunting odds haven't entirely dampened the entrepreneurial spirit.
There's just something about entrepreneurs. They are ridiculously positive people. They see opportunity where others see pain, and they believe their business idea is awesome, better than the rest. They kind of have to. Otherwise, why devote all that time and energy?
So this is our homepage, and you just simply enter the destination that you're going to and click search.
2 years ago, Adam Healy and a business school classmate founded VibeAgent.com.
What we're doing now is we're going out and we're grabbing in real time rates and availability from over 30 different travel sites.
The hotel search engine went live just about a year ago. Now they have 16 employees and recently wrapped up a $3 million round of financing.
You know, that's fortunate that we got that done recently, before this, you know, the current economic downturn.
Do you think it would be harder today?
Absolutely, it would be harder today. Absolutely be harder today.
Healy says VibeAgent has ditched plans for market expansion and is just working to make a profit.
You know, last week we had a budget in place which was focused on going out and raising another round of capital in 12 months. Today, that's not what we're going to do.
Healy is 33 years old. Back in 2001, during the last recession, he was part of a different startup. That business didn't survive.
The big companies that were being listed on NASDAQ that were going to come buy us, they all exploded.
So he understands the perils. But Healy insists this company is well-positioned to survive the downturn. Andy Tang came up with his golf-related business idea while out on the course. He is obsessed with stats and writes all kinds of extra information on his scorecard. Now he's in the final development stages for a small electronic device to help golfers track their scores, putts, fairway accuracy, and more.
It's a digital scorecard that tracks more stuff.
Then all that data will go up on his company's website, myfreehandicap.com.
So we just launched the site yesterday, so we're kind of working on it.
The site has a social networking element, kind of like Facebook for golfers. Tang just graduated from the Darden School of Business at the University of Virginia this past June, passing over at least two lucrative job offers to chase this dream. So far, the 35-year-old has funded the whole operation with his own savings. A few months ago, he says outside funding seemed like an option. Now, not so much.
People are just not comfortable to invest their money right now. The first thing they ask is, are you generating any income yet?
But he's not giving up. Tang knows about struggle. He's supported his family for years after his father's business in Hong Kong went bankrupt. And when he was in college, Tang opened two successful Chinese restaurants. But they didn't start out that way.
I started nothing. I was really, really poor. At one time, I was living out in my car.
Tang believes the upsides are far greater than the downsides, and he says he's willing to take the risk for a while. And it seems more people may be choosing this uncertain path now than when the economy was booming. Tang's entrepreneurship professor at Darden, Philip Summer, says it just makes sense that more people might try making it on their own as major corporations and banks struggle.
It's easier to make that decision when there aren't three bankers saying, please come work for us for $100,000 a year. So in some ways, it's much easier in a down economy to take the leap.
Plus, he says entrepreneurs are the kind of people who always believe their businesses will thrive, regardless of the odds. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.